Well, good morning. I am so grateful to be here today for this opportunity to provide the lesson. The title for today's lesson is Be Perfect. I was guided to speak on this topic as I prayed for different friends of mine who are dealing with health challenges right now. How many of you are dealing with health challenges? How many in our spiritual community have come together over the past year or more to support someone going through a serious health challenge? Unity co-founders Charles and Myrtle Fillmore always affirmed we can have a well body. And as you may know, both Myrtle and Charles overcame serious health challenges. Myrtle suffered from tuberculosis well into her 40s. And for the most part, doctors had written her off at that time as a lost cause. Charles had a short leg from a childhood skating accident. But both had healings by applying truth principles. And remember, our movement was founded on Myrtle's prayer ministry and the way she used affirmative prayer to heal herself and others. Before I get too far into the lesson, though, I need to clarify something. And to do so, I turn to a website that I often use as a resource. It's called truthunity.net. Unity does not say that we create our conditions by the activity of our thinking. It does not say that. When we ask, why did God allow this to happen to me? We are questioning the physical world of conditions. And there's also thinking behind this question that an external God out there causes or fails to stop negative conditions in our lives. I have also heard of people who are diagnosed with a serious illness, and their first thought is, what did I do to bring this on myself? Or even worse, they hear about someone else and ask, what did John Doe do to bring this on himself? We must never look at another person and ask this. It is not our place to question someone else's experience. This is what we term in Unity metaphysical malpractice. But when we ask, how can I align myself with the goodness of God to transform this situation, we're then asking about the mental world of conditions. And Unity has a lot to say about that. And this is what we'll be focusing on today. So, you may say, I have had terrible allergies all my life. Or, I have to wear hearing aids because I can't hear anything without them. Or, I have diabetes. It runs in my family. Well, it isn't the physical inventory of what you have that matters. You can have a well body. In Matthew 5:48, we read, but you are to be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Wow. Really? The Greek word translated as perfect means whole and complete. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have from God. Glorify God, therefore, in your body. In Jesus' teachings, holiness and health are joined. The one, holiness, is the internal spiritual state. The other, healing, is the corresponding bodily condition. True health is a result, the outpicturing, if you will, of the Christ ideas in thought, word, and action. Look within to your own Christ mind and see yourself in right relation to Spirit and all mankind. I'm not saying to see with your physical eyes, but to see with the discerning capacity of your mind. Take quiet time for meditation and prayer. With your inner knowing, reflect on your wholeness and perfection. There is a divine law of mind action. Perhaps some of you have heard of it. This law says that as we think, so we are, as within, so without. When we understand and practice this, it will bring about good results. The physical side of this law is that our body and its needs must have our attention. We must not drive ourselves too hard or neglect our body's needs. This body is a result of God-given faculties and powers. Sometimes we forget that our bodies were created as a temple for the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the belief in lack, darkness, or time causes us to do things that are not good for our bodies. How many of us were told to clean our plates as a child because there are children in other parts of the world going to bed hungry? This idea of lack may have stuck with us subconsciously and causes us to overeat. How many work 8 or more hours a day? If so, do you put a priority on a regular exercise program? How many are hooked on social media, like text messaging, email, Facebook, or Twitter? We use our phones, iPads, laptops, and other electronic devices to keep in touch with each other. We all do that. We can invest so much time in keeping up with family and friends, doing for others, that we ignore our own basic needs. Sometimes we become so intent on outer forms of success that we keep our eyes fixed on this partial good, on goals that seem so important at the time. But these outer forms change, and often we become disappointed in the results. We are faced with walls of opposition or the fear of limitation, or we get exactly what we think we want, the promotion, the bigger house, the new relationship, and it doesn't bring us fulfillment. It's then that we need to stop and take stock of our lives. We need to look at all phases of our daily life and examine where we are spending our time in relation to our self-care. When we turn our attention within, we are guided and become willing to make changes that are wise and honor our body temple. These changes help restore balance and allow for a sense of relief from pressures or worries. The body responds to changes of mind, and I'm going to repeat that. The body responds to changes of mind. And when this is accompanied by wise living habits, the conformity to true ideas of life, power, love, and intelligence will truly renew the body. We must take time every day to discern the life of God in our bodies. It's important that we bless our bodies and through prayer and meditation, open ourselves to the inflowing of Spirit's light, love, and healing energy. Any thoughts of denial of God life in us is purely human. These negative thoughts irritate our body temple. This is double-mindedness, which consists of believing in evil as well as good. Thinking about error, thoughts of lack, failure, or calamity are undesirable habits of mind. Double-mindedness weakens our inner knowing of God's perfection in us. To look about and see evil and imperfection causes a sense of separation from God. Whether knowingly or not, this is registered in our body temple. We are reminded in Hosea chapter 11, verse 9, I am God, the Holy One, who lives in the midst of thee. God in the midst of us is mighty. When we look toward spirit and faith, the divine harmonizes and restores those things requiring healing. God, the Holy One in the midst of us, is that power that creates and makes whole. When we are full of faith and cooperate with this restoring principle of our being, God's work of restoration never ceases its activity in us. It seeks always to restore strength, harmony, life, wholeness in that which it has created. Holding thoughts like these and communing with the indwelling presence in the silence gives to our healing Christ nature the best opportunity to do Spirit's work quickly. And during these times of change or renewal, we must rest in order to use the vigorous life of Spirit to restore and build our body temple. We must praise our bodies and pour out blessings upon them for the work they are doing in establishing health and wholeness. When Myrtle Fillmore was working on her own healing of tuberculosis, she blessed and asked forgiveness of every organ in her body, and she did this several times a day for a few years. Let us think of ourselves as already manifesting perfection in mind, soul, and body. Give thanks that divine order is already now established. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, we read, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be thou perfect. We are to bring the soul and the body into Christ's consciousness, the right use of all that God gives. Let God carry out his will in you now. Begin to see your body as the instrument of the soul, which enables you to carry out God's plans in the earth. God needs your temple for the uses of the Holy Spirit to bring the kingdom of heaven into the the earth. It is, after all, God's temple. You shouldn't think about anything short of perfection. Use every ounce of energy and intelligence you have for God, and you will find that you'll keep drawing more and more deeply from the well of Spirit's life and love. From the very beginning of your life, all of the qualities and capabilities you need in order to make for yourself a perfect destiny have been implanted in you. Set aside regular periods every day for prayer. Use words of truth during your meditations. As you change your thinking and bring it into line with truth principles, a transformation will take place in your consciousness. You'll be inspired with new and practical ideas, and your body temple will be filled with new life. We close our lesson today with these words from the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. It's up to you to accept your God-given perfection for yourself. Put aside the past mistakes, the untrue suggestions, the negative self-talk, and fix your undivided attention upon the creator of your inner pattern of perfection. Claim your oneness with Spirit. Study your relationship with God so that you may know how to claim abundant life, intelligence, substance, and love, so that you can build these into your soul and your body to perfect your outer expression. See yourself as God sees you, whole and perfect. Surely the presence is at work in you. You can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I know I see glory on each side.